One of the things that keeps so many people from going to God with their problems is the fact that they know that He's perfect and they're not. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to Fresh. I have a confession to make. I'm a recovering perfectionist. My high school motto, translated from the Latin, goes something like this: whatever you do, do it well. That, together with my upbringing, somehow conspired to make me a perfectionist, which actually turned out to be quite destructive. If you're a perfectionist, or you know someone who is, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. But I just couldn't keep it up. You can't live life trying to be perfect at everything. None of us can. And so here's our problem. Here's the bad news, if you will. God is perfect. And so if you or I go and ask Him for His help, then surely we have to be perfect too, right? Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. God called Abraham to travel to another place that He promised to give him. Abraham did not know where that place was, but he obeyed God and started traveling because he had faith. Abraham is remembered as a great man of faith, and he was. But do you have any idea how many blunders he made in the 25-year journey towards the promises that God made to him and Sarah? Time and time again, to put it bluntly, he stuffed things up. And time again, God forgave him, compensated for his mistakes, and guided him gently back onto the right path. What a revelation. These days, I go to God with all the imperfect faith I can muster and ask Him to help me with this or with that. And as He meets my every need, I can hear Him whisper, "Just perfect." That's God's word, fresh for you today. God is a God of grace, but grace is an unnatural concept for us to wrap our hearts around. That's why it's so important to get into God's Word every day. You can receive this devotional in your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.